Let's go to the phones now and see what the feeling of our callers are as we continue to talk with Jennifer Moore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Wayne. Wayne, about civil disobedience.
And by the way, you're on with Jennifer Moore on the other line. So go ahead.
Yeah, right. Well, I more or less have only some comments to make, but if you'd like to interject, she's welcome to. One of the important things I think when you're talking about civil disobedience is that you do not resort to the methods that you're protesting. That is, you do not transgress people's property or their freedom of movement when, in fact, maybe that's what you're protesting. I think it's bad when we, say, offer confrontationist type tactics to the mayor, who's not at all involved in this problem. And in fact, Canada doesn't even have any nuclear weapons. So I think if the students were to polish up and really specify what it is they're against and get a little more organized let's face it, respectable looking, I think people would take them more seriously. As it happens, I've been reading a lot.
Okay, let me ask Jennifer, Mark. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me ask Jennifer to go over again specifically what it is that you're protesting, Jennifer.
Okay, first of all, London was not made a nuclear-free weapon zone.
What does that mean, nuclear-free weapon zone?
That means there can be no, basically any kind of uranium cannot go through London. As far as shipping, it means that there should be no weapons in London.
No weapons or just nuclear weapons?
Well, nuclear weapons, basically.
Have there ever been nuclear weapons in London?
Well, I don't know.
So we're already a nuclear weapons-free zone then, aren't we?
Well, that's right now.
Well,
okay.
Then you're not really asking for anything, are you?
We're asking why it couldn't be made a nuclear-free weapon zone.
But would saying so in an official declaration by a municipal government which has no jurisdiction on a federal matter, would that make any difference to the fact we've never been a nuclear weapons zone?
I don't know. I think it would. I think it would. Another thing I wanted to comment on what you said, and basically about Canada not having anything to do with nuclear weapons. What about cruise testing? Don't you think that's supporting the state's escalation of nuclear weapons?
But Canada supports the states because we're in NATO. Would you want us out of NATO?
Absolutely.
Any particular reason why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel it's a bad move. I feel that...
Now think of what you're saying. How really specific and intelligent does it sound? Because I think it's a bad move. Now, you're just asking for a withdrawal out of a defense agreement that's fairly significant to a lot of Canadians, and you're saying because you think it's a bad move. Now, you're a leader of a movement. Do you think that sounds credible and intelligent to say it?
Okay, you didn't let me finish either. What I'm saying is I think Canada could be a neutral country, like Sweden or Switzerland, for example. And I think we could...
But Sweden has a larger armed forces than Canada does.
Yeah, but basically, they've, as far as the superpowers go, they have a neutral stance. They're not supporting one or the other. And what Canada's doing is they're supporting the United States. Okay? And I think that's dangerous as far as Canada's concerned. Because
why? I'm curious.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I think Canada's in a good position just because we're strategically set up between the two countries, okay? That we'd be right in the middle of a nuclear war.
Well, why this is getting right to the heart of Trudeau's peace initiative. Go ahead, Mark.
Why does that lend itself to, why shouldn't we ally ourselves to the United States? Do you not see us being philosophically close to the United States than the Soviet Union?
Philosophically?
Yes.
I don't think that means anything. I think that we're talking about a militaristic attitude and keeping up the game of two little camps of little boys making weapons is ridiculous. I think Canada should step out and say, look, we believe in alternatives other than that militaristic attitude.
And what are those alternatives?
Just to be neutral, to make Canada a nuclear weapon-free zone.
How will that influence the American and Soviet buildup? Since we don't already, there are no nuclear weapons in Canada, so what you're asking for is in ipso facto. So what is it you're trying to achieve? All the things you said you want really already exist in this country.
Let's give her the last word.
Okay, basically the fact that I don't think it's going to keep up like this. I see it as an escalating thing, and I think cruise testing is definitely supporting the United States, and it's supporting nuclear weapons.
Okay, and one last point to our caller.
Oh, Wayne, no, I've got all the answers I generally want, so thanks very much.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye now.